Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
She asked me where it's from. I said somewhere you never been to. Little town outside of Knoxville, headed by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waited into the blue eyes, went to flip eyes,
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Alabama is showcasing its musical talent on NBC's The Voice with Dakota Talmadge, a contestant from Auburn who chose Dan and Shay as his coaches. You're hearing Dakota sing Sand in My Boots by Morgan Wallen. Dakota joins us by Skype to talk about his music and his life as a firefighter as he prepares for a career in aviation. Dakota Talmadge, welcome to Troy Public Radio.
Hey, thank you so much. Glad I could take the time to talk.
I want to thank you for joining us from Auburn, where you serve as a firefighter. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But we also need to congratulate you because you're on a national television program called The Voice. Fill us in on how you became part of that competition.
Oh, man. Well, that's a process that starts way back when. I'd probably say that it's been about a year since I've started this journey here. But I got an email somehow. I just clicked on it, and it said open call casting. And so I clicked on that, signed up. And, I always told myself I was never going to do that kind of thing. There was some online stuff we had to do first, which took a good while. And then I think in May was the first time that we got called out to L.A. and to Hollywood. And we kind of just got there and met with everybody. And then over the course of the next couple months, they kind of dwindle the numbers a little bit. And then you finally get the chance to get up on stage and do your blind audition where the coaches have to turn around. And we found ourselves with a couple chairs turning around. Don't know how that happened. Yeah, that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, I was watching you. You were singing Sand in My Boots. John Legend really made a pitch for you to join his team, but you actually went with Dan and Shay. Why?
Well, I love John Legend. I really do. I'm a big fan of his, but I was towards the later part of the blind auditions and kind of just who I had seen that he had chosen. And the people that were on Dan and Shay's team as well, I figured that I would have a better shot going up against people that were more in the country realms instead of R&B or hip hop. And so that's really why I chose Dan and Shay. And also, it was cool to be on their first duo team. So I kind of thought that'd be cool. And I've always loved Dan and Shay too. And so, I couldn't be more happy with the decision I made.
What is next as far as working with them?
So we've been working with them on the show, us contestants that are on their team. They sit down and they work with us, just go through some of the songs that they're giving us at that time. They've been coaching me, giving me some tips and pointers here and there of what they think I can do better throughout my performances.
You have actually advanced through the battle rounds. What does that mean to you?
Oh, man. I was surprised that I was even up there on the stage to begin with. And the fact that I've made it this far is mind-boggling. I've never really considered myself to be a singer. So I just like to sit around the porch and around the campfire and sing. So it's huge for me. But at the same time, I have this goal to be a pilot, which, I absolutely love. We'll see what happens with music. Of course, I'm not going to just hang up the guitar. So I'm going to try to pursue it right now as I can and see kind of where it goes. And if it does lead somewhere, then I'd be a fool not to try to excel with that. But, I still like to have my realistic goals too, which is being a pilot and staying here in Alabama.
You have great stage presence. And I know you were complimented on that by Dan and Shay and John Legend, of course. And even Reba gave you a few tips, which was very interesting. So it seems to me that you're juggling your life. Here you are, 20 years old. You're in school where?
Right now, I'm actually in school at Southern Union.
And yet you're getting ready for flight school. So it sounds like you're pretty serious about pursuing an aviation career. Where did that interest come from?
I've always just thought it's really crazy that you can get something that big to go that fast and fly in the air. So I've always just been super interested in aviation and planes as a kid. And growing up, my sister was in the aviation field. She did aviation management. So now she's actually a recruiter for some of the airlines, and she recruits pilots. So just watching her go through that whole process and figuring out about the industry and telling me all the good stuff to hear about it, which honestly, I've only ever heard good stuff. And, you know, you talk to any pilot, they love their job. So I'm just trying to make that happen.
But right now you're also a firefighter. Tell me about that.
Yes, ma'am. So I've been a firefighter since December of 2021. That's when I finished my fire school. Since then, I've just been chipping away at that career and doing my best to provide the best care. And yeah, I love it. It's a great job, and it definitely makes you grow up when you're 18 and fresh out of high school. So,
why were you attracted to firefighting?
Well, I'm the youngest of five siblings. The oldest is my sister, and then there's four boys. And so all four of us boys joined the fire department. But the city of Auburn also does this great program called the Student Firefighter Program, where you can apply and do a bunch of interviews. And if you get accepted, you go through this very extensive training. And if you make it through it all, then you become a firefighter. You're a legit firefighter, and you work 24 hours on, 48 off. And then wherever you decide to go to school, most of us go to Southern Union or Auburn, they will reimburse you up to a certain amount if you make the right grades. It's actually a great thing for people coming out of high school, not really knowing what they want to do in life, knowing that they do want to go to school and that they might not be able to pay for it all by themselves.
You are juggling decisions. What are you going to do if they offer you a recording contract in Nashville?
Oh, I wouldn't get too ahead of ourselves on that now, but yeah, that'd be cool. I would definitely see where it goes. At first, I know nothing about the music industry, so I would definitely be interested in it.
If you do get a recording contract, maybe debut it here.
Yeah, you'll be my first call.
Well, we are excited about your stint on The Voice, and tell us your impressions of the whole operation there.
If I had to use one word to describe it all, it would just be surprised. It's very surprising. Anywhere from me actually getting the chance to go out there, then making it to where I could actually get up on stage and sing, and then the chair turns, and then advancing through the battle rounds, anywhere from the whole process of that to just the people. The people were more surprising to me because, you know, coming from Alabama, I don't really know what to expect out there in California. But the way that they just accepted us and cared for us and helped us along our journey and our path and really poured into us, and they were just super nice folk. I was super surprised by that, but I was super thankful for it. And it's kind of hard being away from home for that long, but they definitely made it a little bit easier. I'll say that.
Dakota, before we run out of time, is there anything you want your listeners in Alabama, Georgia, and Florida to know?
Just keep on watching. You know, if you're not supporting me, go support all the other contestants out on our season. And just kind of keep in mind that we're all human and we're not perfect. We definitely make mistakes. We're not superstars yet for a reason.
Well, Dakota, I want to wish you all the best in your singing career, your music career, your firefighting career, and your aviation career.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate y'all having me on.
Joining us by Skype was Dakota Talmadge of Auburn, a contestant on NBC's The Voice. You're hearing him sing Sand in My Boots by Morgan Wallen. And you can also catch Dakota on YouTube as he shares more about his life and his performance on The Voice. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
She told me I was crazy, but I